Welcome back, you.
Yes, I'm back after 2 weeks away.
You left me for 2 weeks and it was horrible.
I know. Actually, do you know what I want to tell you? I don't actually think in all the years that we've known each other, that is probably the longest we've been away from each other, if you think about
it. No, it is the longest. That's the longest holiday you've ever done.
I feel like we've done longer trips together. We've done sort of like 3.5 weeks, but we've been together.
Yeah.
So that was the longest I was away from you. And I know that you're like this. Courtney is usually the soppy one and usually is like the needy one and, you know, wants a lot from me. But I actually missed you.
Oh, my God.
Honestly.
Oh, my God.
I mean that.
I don't think you've ever said you've missed me the whole 10 years of knowing you.
I genuinely mean that. I missed you a lot. I'm used to seeing you like almost every other day, at least sometimes every day. So
that's made me really emotional.
Yeah, there you go. And do you know what? As much as it was amazing being away for 2 weeks, I had the best time. Honestly, if you ever get the chance to go to South Africa, anyone, go, because it is just
amazing.
The most amazing place. There's so much to see and do in such like a relatively small space. Do you know what I mean? Like, you go to like the winelands, and then an hour away is the city, then like literally 10 minutes away is all the beaches, and then a few hours away is safari. Like, there's just so much to do. Penguins on a beach. Like,
yeah,
honestly,
unreal.
It's like adult Disneyland. It's so amazing. But do you know what? After 2 weeks, I was actually ready to come home. You know, like, I was sort of like, I was sort of like sick of, that makes me sound really ungrateful, because we ate at some of the most amazing restaurants and they're so up on their restaurants, their wine, everything. Like, it's head and shoulders above us, I think, honestly. They're so into it. But I was just sort of sick of, like, eating out.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
And I get like that.
I just feel like I wanted a home-cooked meal. I sort of wanted to sit on my own sofa. I was sort of, you know, like, you almost get a bit tired, because if you think about it, on holiday, especially this holiday, because we were adventuring, I think because we were adventuring so much, we were doing so much, and then, you know, then coming back to the hotels and getting ready and going out for dinner, I was exhausted as well. You know, like, you just kind of need a night in. So I was kind of ready to come home, as much as I loved it. And, you know, being on holiday is the best thing in the world.
It was
a long time to be doing that and doing, honestly, so much. Maybe we should have just stayed in one night and got room service, but there was just so many, like,
yeah,
restaurants and stuff.
I like doing that, staying in on holiday and getting room service.
I've never actually done it, I don't think. But I see people on their Instagram go on holiday and then, like, have a night in, get room service and watch TV in bed.
Yeah, that is literally something me and Callum would do.
But I think that's really nice, because you are, like, you go out every night, basically. And George is a bad influence, because we end up, like, drinking. Like, he wants to try, like, bottles of wine and different wine, and so I end up, like, drinking every day as well, so that I'm like, I bloat out massively, and then I just think, oh, I can't wait to come home and, like, try and eat healthy and go to the gym.
You're not normal, hun.
No, because
that is not me.
It makes me feel horrible, you know, when you have, like, a proper holiday bloat. That is just not,
yeah,
it's not.
I feel like I get swollen on the aeroplane.
Me too. And I feel like I just don't feel comfortable in my own skin, so that's why I sort of almost half sometimes enjoy coming home and going back to eating my porridge every day.
Wow,
that's what a boring
See, when
life I lead.
But when I get back from a holiday, I put off the gym so much, because I know I'm gonna struggle, so I keep putting it off. I'm like, I'm not going back, and I can't be bothered to go back.
I mean, you were in my first gym class back the other day and I was puffing. I was like, I could not do it, honestly. Usually, me and Courtney do this class called Blaze, and it's like really intense. It's really, really hard. And because I haven't been to the gym at all or done any form of exercise, we weren't even really walking much. I struggled big time the other day. So I think, yeah, it takes you a while to get back into it, but I feel like the best, just get straight back into it. Just do
yeah.
it. Yeah, and I always kind of like half enjoy it, because I feel like, I mean, I'm still carrying a little bit of holiday weight. It's going to take me a week or so to sort of feel a bit normal again. But we'll get there.
What was the highlight of your trip?
I loved the winelands. So we stayed in one of Richard Branson's hotels in the Winelands, in a place called Franschhoek, and it was just insane. It was probably the best hotel I've ever stayed at. I keep saying to everyone, I keep harping on and telling everyone that one time in your life you have to stay, I think he's got like seven, you have to stay in one of his hotels because they just went above and beyond. It was just incredible. It was like, honestly, it was just amazing. And the setting was beautiful. And in Franschhoek, they have like lots of vineyards and stuff, loads, hundreds of vineyards. And they have this really cute, like old fashioned little train that goes through and stops at all of the vineyards. And you sort of get off, at, like hop on, hop off this tram and go in all these vineyards and do these wine tastings. And it's so cheap as well. If you do, like me and George did a wine tasting with a couple of our friends here a few months ago. That's so grown up. Who am I? We did this wine tasting in Wanstead. And it was absolutely amazing. And he knew his stuff. But it cost like £150 a couple to try these wines. We were doing it there for like £7.50 for both of us.
Yeah, like, but it was crazy. Like, I feel like wine in England isn't a big deal. Like it's not, have we got vineyards here?
I think there's a couple, but no, we don't have like a wine.
I remember when I was in South Africa, I went when I was at the age where I hated wine. So I hated it when we went to the wine region. I just didn't appreciate it at all. I was like spitting it out, like, ugh, disgusting. But my parents were saying that like, South African wine is probably the best wine you can get.
Oh, we just drank some amazing wine. And honestly, just the whole setting, like the vineyards and stuff were just insane. Like it was just so pretty. And, obviously, because like the Dutch like colonized it years and years ago, it looks like the little town of Franschhoek is like all like, it looks Dutch. It's really, really sweet. And this little tram is like just so cute. Honestly, it looks like something in like a little fairy tale. It's just so nice. And the views, the mountains just like take your breath away. So that was amazing. And then obviously safari. Yeah. That was just insane.
That was my best part of South Africa.
It was just, we did a little South African. Sorry, we did a little safari in Sri Lanka, didn't we? Which was great, but not like
yeah,
the
they
African
don't have
ones.
The big five, do they? Like no. In Africa, you've got the big five.
Yeah. So we just did like a little one there. It was just like a taster one.
Did you see anything weird on your safari? Because there was something that happened on my safari trip. Did you see any animals give birth or?
No. Wow, that would be amazing. Yeah. No, we didn't see that. I wish we saw that, but we like kept seeing, but once we saw, no, we didn't see anything like that.
So on my safari trip when I went to South Africa, we saw it's not a buffalo. What's the ugly one with the horns?
An ox? Like,
no, but it's in the buffalo group.
In the buffalo group, yeah. With the horns? A bull?
No. Come on, you were just in Africa. What was the big five?
I don't know. I saw a buffalo.
Anyway, let's go over buffalo, but I can't remember there's an actual name for it. Anyway, we watched it give birth.
Is it actually a buffalo? Are you talking
an
like
elk?
A...
No.
No, an elk's like a
I can't remember
sort
what
of like a deer,
is.
Isn't it? Yeah. Like a springbok.
Let's Google what animals there are in South Africa.
Oh my God, cool.
Are we not going that far in?
No.
Okay. Anyway, I watched it give birth, and then also we saw a zebra that slipped on a rock in a lake and broke its neck. So
it was awful.
I was traumatized. So we like were driving past, like, you know, like you go through like the little water bits. It was like on the floor with its neck snapped.
Oh no, that's awful. No, I mean, we saw there was one rhino that had like sort of blood all over his face. He'd obviously had
a fight
yeah. with one of the other rhinos, and he was like following this lady rhino around who had a child. She had a child, and it wasn't actually, apparently they were saying it's not usually the male rhino's child. He was just like, he wants the woman, so he's in it for the long game. So he's going to like protect her and her child for years until that child grows up, and then the woman might be interested in him. We saw that. But no, I mean, we saw like white lions, we saw elephants, giraffes. It was just amazing. And they get so close to the car, and the rangers are so knowledgeable as well. It's just amazing. And I had this, I don't really know what expectation I had for safari, because obviously I've been to like what's it called here, like long leap or something. What's the thing called?
What is it?
Paradise? Woburn or whatever.
Yeah, Woburn Safari Park.
I've been to one
and
of those.
You've got the animals behind cages.
Yeah, or like the monkeys just like climb on your cars.
Yeah,
about...
rip your thing off.
Yeah, so I've been to that. So I had this like idea. And I was excited for safari, but I probably wasn't like anticipating how amazing it was going to be. It's just a completely different, you feel like you're like so far from home and so detached, because you have to travel so far, obviously, to get these like wildlife reserves are huge.
Yeah.
So like you like hit like the gate as you go in, and you still got to drive for like 2 hours before you get to like where you're staying. Like it's just crazy. It's absolutely huge. But yeah, it was just amazing. The most amazing experience. But Obviously, each week, me and Courtney on these podcasts try snacks from around the
and
world.
I was so excited. I was like, I came here today. I was like, oh my God, we're trying South African snacks today.
Okay, so this is what happened. All of these like new rules and regulations when you have to fly, you know, you have to like, I think they've got rid of it now, but you had to have a test for flying back and you have to do your day two test and you have to prove that you've booked your day two test. You have to fill out your passenger locator form. Anyway, I don't like doing all of that stuff like the day before we leave, just because I want to ignore the fact that I'm going to go back to reality soon. Do you know what I mean? I don't want to like, it's basically like realizing that your holidays come to an end if you start filling all that out, right? So I just like to basically ignore it until the last minute. Until I have to do it. So me and George did that. We ignored it. We didn't fill out our passenger locator form. We pull up to British Airways in the airport, trying to check in. They're like, you can't check in without your passenger locator form. South Africa is obviously, you don't have your phones out there unless you pay. Like, it was like ridiculous. It was like £10 a day for Wi-Fi. So I was just like, no, not going to do that. It'll be nice to have a break from reality anyway. I'll just do it when I'm in Wi-Fi. So neither of us had our phones, right? So, and then the airport Wi-Fi wasn't working. So we can't check in. And by this point, we hired a car while we were there. And we had to drop the car back. And for whatever reason, classic me and George, it all took too long and we were late for our flights. So we're the last ones to check in. Then we're trying to check in and we don't have this passenger locator form. So they're like, you can't do it. You can't fill it. We're like, but we don't have our phones. We're trying to like connect to the airport Wi-Fi. It wasn't working. We're like sweating. Yeah. We're running around this airport. The guy's going, KFC over there has got Wi-Fi. Go there. So we're like running around this airport trying to get Wi-Fi. It wasn't working. It kept like dropping out. We'd fill out one page and it would just like the Wi-Fi would just drop out. Anyway, it was a stress. So we're running around. Finally, this really lovely lady that worked for British Airways was like, just use my phone. Use my phone. I live here. I've got Wi-Fi. So we were like, thank you so much. We're both trying to use her phone, trying to do this. We're running through security. Anyway, we're like running through the terminal. And I'm like, George, oh my God, I need to get snacks. I have to get snacks. Courtney will kill me. He's like, no, are you joking? We're going to miss the flight. I'm like, no, I'm getting snacks. Go in this shop, get some snacks. I bought the snacks. It was like biltong. They all eat biltong out there, which is basically like, I think it's like beef jerky. It's absolutely disgusting. I did try it on safari, but I brought it for you anyway. I got some other like strange snacks. I was like, amazing. Georgie's like literally eyeballing me from the side of this shop. He's like, are you actually joking? He ends up running off anyway to the tour. He's like, I'm going to go to the gate. You do whatever you've got to do. Anyway, I come like running up to the gate. He's like, everybody's on the plane. Come on, get on. So basically, I nearly missed my flight buying these snacks. And after all of that, I've left them at home today.
Oh, for God's sake.
So I nearly missed my flight. I know. So you will get them, but not on this episode.
Okay.
It will have to be a backlogged one.
All right. Well, I'm excited to try when they do come.
So I did. That I did bring them.
Traumatizing, though.
It was, honestly. I can't. I'm so used to like just getting on a plane and not having to think of anything. There's so many things at the moment.
I know. I'm so organized though. I like, yeah, I need everything printed off. I need everything like, because I'm such like a worrier. If that happened to me, I'd be freaking, I'd be crying.
Yeah. I mean, you can imagine George wasn't happy. He was like, Chloe, this is like your job. Basically, you should have filled these out. And then I'm trying to buy snacks. He was like, are you joking? I was like, no, you know, the podcast comes first. We'll miss the flight. It's fine.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. But yeah, basically, you know, we will have South African snacks.
Yeah. But this week's, we will have no snacks.
And I chose particularly disgusting ones.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What is their delicacy out there?
Biltong.
Oh, biltong.
I don't know if that's their delicacy, but they all eat it. Yeah. So when you're on safari, you go on this, you stop and have like a sunset drink, like halfway through the early evening one. And they get out all of these little tins of all of these different types of like biltong, which is basically like, what is it? Like dried meats. I think they like, you know, like what, like beef jerky. Yeah, you know, like chewy dried meat.
Sounds lovely.
It's disgusting, but they all eat it. And all of the people on the safari are obviously from all over the world, and they'd get this out as like a snack and literally no one would eat it or try one bit and be like, ooh. And then the ranger, who was obviously South African, would be like, yeah, these are delicious. I think they just love it. But yeah, I mean, you've got some, we'll bring you some. Do you know what else I found really strange? We'd go on a safari, go around, and they'd go, oh, look, there's some springbok. How beautiful are the springbok? You'd get back to the lodge for dinner and you'd have like springbok carpaccio for dinner. I kept saying, Stuart, I can't eat that. I've just seen them like beautifully jumping around. You'd think that these like safari places would be vegan, really, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I know, because they're like love animals, like protect their animals.
Yeah, but they're very like meaty people, the South Africans. And it's just really bizarre because you listen to these rangers like talk about how passionate they are about like saving the animals and all the ones that are endangered, and you know, they love the animals, and then they all eat this like beef jerky and they eat all the animal, well, not all of them, but you know, they eat some of them.
Do you want to hear a really sad story?
You're gonna be sad. Oh really, go on.
Apparently koala bears are going to become extinct.
Oh no, why? They're quite vicious koala bears.
Oh, but they're so cute. Yeah, how cute their faces are. I don't know. There's just not enough of them.
Really? That's what it means. Yeah. Shock. I thought you were going to give me some like in detailed reason. That's why.
But I thought you'd be upset because I know you love Australia.
I do love Australia.
That's their animal, isn't it?
Yeah.
What's our endangered species here? Fox?
No, there's loads of foxes. They're everywhere. Do you not see them every night?
Well, you know, you go to Australia, you're like, oh my God, they've got the snakes, they've got the spiders, they've got the kangaroos. When people come to you, what are they like?
Should I tell you what they like? So I lived in Australia. Didn't know if everybody knows. Not sure if I've mentioned that. But I lived in Australia for years, and all of the Australians, lots of them would say to me, oh my God, do you see squirrels? They don't have squirrels. So they're like really excited by a squirrel. They're like, oh my God, look how cute they are. Oh my God, can you hold the squirrels?
Are we the only country that have squirrels?
I don't think we're the only country, but Australia certainly doesn't have them. But Australia have, really weirdly, you'll just be like walking down the street like this, like Loughton High Road, walking down, and bush turkey just walk around. They just walk on the streets around you and they just ignore them. They're just like sort of like pigeons or squirrels or... Isn't that weird?
That is so weird.
And there's
weird.
These turkeys walking around. Very strange. That's a very strange event. But yeah, they like a squirrel. Anyway, so I wanted to talk about, we obviously did the episode, My Boyfriend Wants to Finger My Belly Button. And I thought everyone would be interested to know that me and Courtney actually got quite a few DMs of people with the same dilemma. So
which is bizarre, because before then I'd never, ever heard of it.
Never heard of it. But apparently it's quite a thing. So, you know... Maybe one of you guys that has this dilemma should start like a forum.
Yeah.
And you could talk about it.
There probably is already a belly button fingering forum.
Yeah, but it's probably like run by some perv that like enjoys the chat. Do you know what I mean? Like this should be like an actual...
An open conversation.
Yeah. Like not, you know, not like rude, just talking about it generally, like sort of how we were.
Do you have a fetish?
Do I have a fetish?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I feel like, is it more of a boy thing to have a fetish?
Wait, is a fetish, does it, what?
No, really, what girls have
what
fetishes?
What is the definition of a fetish? Like, is it something that you get off at? But what is, like, yes. Or something you enjoy doing?
Yeah, so like, like people would like feet particularly, or belly buttons, or like, I guess what's the difference between a fetish and a fantasy?
A fantasy is not real, is it?
So my fantasy is Harry Styles. Yeah. So is that my fetish?
No, because you don't actually ever meet him or see him or get to do anything to him.
Yeah. Well, I might do one day, God. Okay.
I guess a fetish is what you like. I love touching my hair.
No, I think it would be like, so it would have to be sexually.
Fetish is a strong need or desire to do something sexually.
Okay, I'm going to repeat that in case you can't hear Tristan. A fetish is a strong...
A strong and unusual
need to do something to a person sexually.
Oh.
So, what do I feel like I need to do to George?
Is there anything in particular?
What do I need to do to George? No, unfortunately, I can't. I'm going to have a think about it. What do you need to do to Callum?
I don't know.
No, me either. I'm not sure. I don't think I have a fetish.
I think maybe men are just more open to... I don't know any girls that are obsessed with feet. I think all girls think feet are disgusting.
Yeah, I couldn't think of anything worse than, like, feet touching me sexually.
To be fair, I have a thing about hands.
Like, yeah,
men,
like
men, manly
yeah,
hands.
Yeah, manly hands. Yeah, you've said that before.
Like, Callum's got really manly hands and I absolutely love his hands. Like, I think if a boy had like girly hands, I'd be like, don't come near me with those girly hands. I think that might be my fetish, is manly hands.
Maybe. You always used to say to me, you like teeth as well. I think these are not fetishes. These are just like what you're attracted to, I think.
I like teeth.
She likes teeth. She doesn't like licking teeth sexually, though. And then the other thing I wanted to talk about is, we had Nadia, obviously, on the last podcast, and we have had so much feedback of people saying how important it was,
yeah,
like, and how
so relatable
good it was. And so we want to, obviously, get some more people on for different, I think we've got a few ideas of guests we're going to get on, maybe one talking about, like, business and, like, how to grow a business or how to start a business or... you know, just something like that. We've got a lady that we're going to talk about that. We've also got someone that we're maybe going to talk about mortgages with.
Yeah.
So, and if there's anything else, then please let us know, because we really want to, you know.
This is a conversation for you guys as well. This isn't just a conversation for me and Chloe.
Yeah.
This is a conversation for a group of us. So whatever topics you want us to talk about, message us and we will cover it.
Yeah, because we get some DMs of, you know, dilemmas, and some of these dilemmas are... quite deep and quite like, you know, me and Courtney would do our best to give you advice, but realistically we feel like sometimes we would need a professional,
yeah,
to talk to you. And I think that that would be more interesting for you guys as well, because then you actually can like listen and take it on, because they really know what they're talking about. Me,
exactly.
And Courtney, I mean, we can talk for England, but we doesn't mean we know what we're talking about. So Courtney, you have some news for us this week.
I do. I thought it was going to be really exciting news, but actually it's made me really sad. So my sister has officially moved out of my family home. So bearing in mind, my family home has consisted of my mum, dad, my oldest sister and my middle sister. I've got two older sisters. So there's been five of us living in our house. Obviously my oldest sister moved out a couple of years ago. So it's just been us four. And it's always been like quite a busy household. And now it's just me. And I feel like a lonely child.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, it's not nice.
Really? Yeah, but I feel like didn't your sister get on your nerves living in your house?
Well, yeah, sometimes. You know, we'd fight over the channels on the TVs and, like, she'd steal my clothes. You know, like normal sister fights. And I couldn't walk around the house naked because her boyfriend had to move in.
Oh, yeah.
So I couldn't walk around the house naked, and that is one of my favourite things to do. So that is a plus side. Now they've gone, I can walk around my house naked again.
Wait, don't you? Your dad lives there. You walk around.
When he's downstairs, I can run from one room to another. I can leave my door open in my room. I don't have to keep having to shut my bedroom door. I can leave it open.
Yeah, okay. I was going to say, yeah, that's a bit strange. Your dad doesn't need to see you naked.
No.
Although he's probably used to it with three daughters.
I mean, yeah. There's a lot of bras and knickers hanging around my household.
Yeah. That's why I thought it was funny when Courtney's family got a dog. Whenever they get dogs, both of their dogs have both been female dogs, which I thought your dad would like make a stand and be like, no, we're going to have a boy dog because you're all girls.
Well, I think once you've lived with so many females for like your whole life, he's the only male in the family, you just get used to the female way. So when my sister was pregnant, we said to my dad, what would you want it to be? He was like, a girl. But he's just so used.
So
he doesn't know how to be with a baby boy. Like, it's so weird. All of us think it's so strange to have this little baby boy in the family. Yeah. Like, he's got a willy. What the hell how do you clean it? Like, what do you do with it? Like, how do you change a boy nappy? Like, my mum and dad have never changed a boy nappy.
Yeah. That is funny.
It's so weird.
Do you know, this is off topic slightly, but kind of on topic. Do you know, randomly, this is what I learned this morning. So, you know, like, men have nipples, like girls have nipples. You know, like, they're just completely useless. Like, ours are there for a reason. Once we, you know, we have a baby, they feed on them. Trust me, I'm going somewhere with this. I'm going somewhere with this. So, George asked me on holiday, he was like, why do I have nipples? Isn't it weird? Like, they don't produce milk. So, when a fetus is first is young, is very, very young in your stomach, a fetus always starts out as a woman. And it is not until like the Y chromosome or something. So it starts out all the same, always a woman, like female. And then it's not until the Y chromosome like starts to actually like create the male bits that you've already got the nipples, because you've started off as a woman.
Oh.
So that is why. Isn't that mad?
But isn't the male swimmers are more strong than the girls?
I don't know. I don't know, but it just always starts out like it's obviously if it's going to be a boy, it will always have like the Y chromosomes or whatever it is in there, but it just starts out the same. It always starts out growing the same, and that's like as like a female. Yeah, and it's not until the male.
Well, I guess when Callum's like, we've got nothing in common, I'm like, yeah, we do. We've both got nipples.
We both started out as a female in the fetus. So in the womb, we were the same, actually.
That is funny.
So if any men ever, you know, all the feminists out there, they ever say anything to you, it can be like, "Hun, you started out the same as me. So, what
Yeah.
are you talking about?" Anyway, that's random. Let's go back to your sister moving
Thanks
out.
for that random fact, Chloe.
I just thought it was really interesting.
So I know. So anyway, I now feel very lonely, and it's making me not want to move out even more because then my mum and dad will be even more lonely.
Really, or will they just love it if you move out?
My mum has been wanting us out the house for years. She wants her own space. She's wanted us out, but my dad wants us all to stay.
Yeah.
And we were all sitting downstairs last night watching I'm a Celeb, and it just felt so quiet in the house. And I was
Were you
just
like
like,
crying
yeah.
secretly
I was
while
like,
you're
oh
watching
my,
it?
I was like, oh my God, it's just us three now.
I mean, Callum's there a lot.
Yeah, Callum stays every night.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, you basically have Callum, so you kind of like, you know, there's someone else in there.
I know, but it's been a big deal. Like, I actually felt like I was going to cry at one point.
Oh, cool. That's sad.
I
I never thought you'd
know.
miss your sister. You've been moaning about her living there for a long time.
I know, but I love my sisters. Like, they're like my best
Yeah, of
friends.
course.
And I think it was just hard when we've locked down when we had everyone move in. I
Yeah.
think that was when it was hard. But my sister came in my room the other day. She was like, "I'm going to Bagatelle. Can I borrow some of your clothes?" I was like, "Yes, take whatever you want." I was being nice.
Oh.
And I put a whole outfit together for her, and she really liked her outfit.
That's cute.
And I'm gonna miss that.
That is very sweet. Well, you know, how do you feel about like the whole moving out thing? Have you thought about it anymore? Because your sisters have both moved out, and out of our friend group, you are the only one still living at home now. Not that there's any pressure. I don't think there is. I think stay at home, as I've told you before, stay at home, save your money for as long as you can, especially if you're happy there. But do you feel like you want to move out or?
I'm happy at home. I don't feel like I want to move out, but I feel like if I did move out, I feel like I'd look back and think, oh my God, why didn't I do this sooner?
Yeah.
But it is that step, it scares the living daylights out of me.
So before I moved out, which I've said before was not that long ago, like a year and a half or something ago, I loved living at home. I lived with, it was just me, my dad, and my dog in like a big house. We didn't, you know, we didn't like, we weren't on top of each other. We didn't get on each other's nerves. He was out quite a lot. I was out quite a lot. We were kind of like passing ships a little bit. So it never, I know some people live with their families and they're all sort of, they've got like a big family and everyone's on top of each other and everyone's driving each other wild. My home life was never like that. So I was always really happy at home. My dad built me a wardrobe, like a walk-in wardrobe. I was really happy. I really, really loved it. So I didn't feel like the urgency to move out at any time. And then it just sort of like naturally happened, you know, me and George got our own place. And when we got our own place, I realized what I was missing. Like I didn't realize how much I needed to move out until I did it. And when I did it, and just the feeling of like sitting in your living room on your sofa watching your TV, and you know, there's no, my dad's not going to come home and tell me that he wants to watch something on the TV or like, I don't know, just stupid things. It was just so nice, and you get this like pride of like, this is all yours. And I just really loved it, and I really loved my own space, and yeah, just not having to worry about
But
anyone.
that's why I think I would struggle living on my own because I'm so used to having a busy
Yeah, like
household.
a bustling household.
So like when I'm at home, if I'm at home, trust me, don't get me wrong, I love being in my bedroom on my own. I love chilling, but then I like coming downstairs and talking to everyone.
Yeah, I see what you mean, but I don't know. I still pop home as well. It's not like you don't. Like,
And then like, I don't know, I just don't know how I feel about it.
and it's a really strange thing as well, like packing up to move out, because you've got so much stuff in your home
I've
that you've lived
got
in your whole life.
2 bedrooms worth of stuff.
Well, I still occupy a bedroom and a walk-in wardrobe at my family home at my dad's house, because it just will not fit
I've got
where
too
I live
much
now.
stuff.
Yeah.
Literally have too much
Well,
stuff.
you probably can just leave it like I have.
Yeah, I could actually.
I just go back every now and then. It's great though, because sometimes I go there and shower and get ready, and I've still got everything there.
Yeah.
So you'll just have to do that. But I think that with your whole living, I feel like you go in and out of it a little bit, don't you? Sometimes you're like, oh, everyone's moved out, I'm the only one. And then other times you're like, oh, no, I love it, I never want to leave.
Yeah. I think next year, I think after summer next year, I'm going to seriously think about moving out.
Yeah.
Because I'll be 27. I'll be 27. And I feel like I need to grow up a bit.
I don't think you need to grow up a bit, but I think that you'll love it. I really think that you'll love it, having your own space.
Yeah, I think Callum really wants to move out now. Like, yeah. He's ready and raring to go. And I'm the one that's like holding him back a bit. Like, yeah, I should want a bit home for a bit. Like, yeah. Let's save up loads and then we can like buy somewhere that we really, really like.
Yeah.
But he's like, why don't we rent for 6 months and then look while we're renting? I was like, just... that doesn't appeal to me because it don't feel like home to me.
You say that though, and it's that classic thing of like, I feel like so many people are like, when they're saving for a mortgage and they're living at home, everyone's like, oh, I don't, so many people are like, I don't want to rent because it's like throwing money down the drain. And I did always have that opinion, but mine and George's first place that we lived in for sort of 6 months or so, which we sort of, in lockdown happened and we were going to live at, you know, in between my house and his house. And at one point I had to live at his house full time, obviously, because I wasn't allowed to change. And so we were sort of like pushed into the idea because we just couldn't stay with his whole family. It was just too much. So we were sort of pushed into renting and we only did it for 6 months. And people are like, oh, it's a waste of money. I loved that flat. I loved it so much. It was my home and I absolutely loved it. And yeah, okay, I didn't own it. I just rented it. But it didn't feel like throwing money down the drain. To me, it was worth every single penny because I absolutely loved it. So I think as well, like, you don't worry about that too much.
I get attached, though. You're used to moving around.
No, I got attached to that flat. Trust me, I cried my eyes out. I still now.
And
I miss that flat.
I'm such a homebod and I'm such like an attached person where I'd go then. I'd be like, don't ever want to leave. And then
it'd be good for you, though.
I know, but I think I'm going to wait at home till I find somewhere to buy and I'll make that place my own because then I won't be on a time limit.
You won't have to go anywhere.
Yeah. That is my plan. My plan is after summer next year because obviously I want to go on holidays and obviously I won't be able to afford holidays once I've got a mortgage. And once that deposit comes out of my account.
I don't, it's sickening.
Yeah, it makes me feel sick. So yeah, that's what I'm going to do. Yeah. I'm going to look after summer next year.
Okay, that's good. That's the most I've ever heard you, put a date on it or say that you're going to.
Because it was going to be, I'm going to live at home for the rest of my life, too.
A few weeks ago on this pod, we were talking about you possibly converting the loft of your house
into a studio apartment.
Yeah, your little annex up there.
That would be unreal, though, wouldn't it?
Well... I think that you should get your own space.
No, I am. And then I'm going to have because I was thinking, you know, like it's New Year's coming up.
Yeah.
Why is none of my friends having a New Year's Eve house party? I'm sorry.
Well, actually, I was watching the other day. This is completely random. Sorry, I talk so much rubbish. I was watching the movie New Year's Eve and they go to this like glitzy glam New Year's Eve party. Why? I want to go to that. Like a real glitzy party where they've got like balloons that fall down at 12 o'clock and everyone's like really like glamorous and there's canapes walking around. And I want to go to something like that.
All right, well, let's go, Tom, because I've got no plans.
Okay,
and I need
I've got
plans.
No plans either. And I hate New Year.
I say.
It's always like it's always so expensive in a cab to get home as
Isn't
well.
It? They plump up their prices. Yeah.
And then I feel also New Year's Eve, even like Christmas time, but you know, Christmas is really amazing, like Christmas Day and stuff. But then from like Christmas to sort of the 1st of January, I feel always a bit sad. Like New Year's makes me feel a bit emotional. I don't know why. I feel like it's probably that thing of like, time is ticking on and these years are just going by so quickly and you know I'm getting older and it's just like a reminder of like that year's over, close that chapter, move on. And it's like, wait, hold on, like this is another year, really?
I
so I always feel, what's that song, Auld Lang Syne or whatever, you know the song that they
sing it to me?
Oh, I don't think I can sing it to you. You do know,
give
it
me some lyrics.
Can I play music on this or is that gonna, let me find it. Here she goes.
Know it?
Yeah, I know the song.
But you've never heard
I've it. Never heard it
it's
on
a
New Year's.
Song.
Do you hear it every time?
Yes.
Who plays it?
Everyone. This is a normal thing.
Go to the chorus. Well, this is the scene, if you can see. Cried my eyes out while
I don't
watching
think
it.
I've actually watched that film.
Wait, it's going to get to the... It's a tune.
No, I know what song you're talking about, but I can't say I've ever heard it on Christmas Eve. Okay, I get it. Okay.
Anyways,
why was I talking about that? Why are we talking about New Year's Eve?
Oh, because it makes me feel emotional. And I was watching that movie and she sings it at the end. And it just, that song makes me feel emotional. I can't believe you never heard it. I think it's somewhere.
No, like, I've heard the song. I just never heard it on New Year's.
I mean, I don't know the origin of the song, but it sounds like it would be like Irish or Welsh or
Scottish.
Yeah. God, that's why. That's
sorry
why
to any Irish
pipes.
Scottish.
But yeah, it sounds like it would be something like that. But yeah, it's like a classic. A New Year's Eve song.
Wow.
So there you go, Courtney. Listen to it this year. And every time I hear it, it makes me feel emotional because I feel like it's a sign of New Year. But yeah, I mean, we went on thank for you a really long time there. Anyway.
So back to the point. Why don't you have a New Year's Eve party?
Yeah, I don't know. Why don't we have a New Year's Eve party? We need to sort of get plans in here. Yeah, I always leave it to last minute. Anyway, we're running out of time. So we will leave it there okay for this week. But thank you for listening. Sorry for talking on and on.
We literally blabbed. We blabbed, but it's fine.
We've not done this for 2 weeks, so I had a lot of talking to get
out.
We had
to catch up.
Yeah. Anyway, we hope to hear you. No, we don't hope to hear you. Yeah. We do hope to hear you, but we don't. We hope you listen next week as well. We hope you enjoyed this one.
We love you.
Bye.